Reading will be found in 1 John chapter 4, verses 1 through 6. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is it in the new world, or in the world. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error.
Thank you, Nico, for reading that. I'm going to talk about some unfinished business this morning. I'm sure one of the first things that comes to your mind when I say that is probably ghost, and that, if that is what your inclination to think was, that would be correct. It seems that you hear sometimes about ghosts, whether people talking about them on TV or people telling ghost stories. If you're the were to be at your computer and type in the word ghost plus God, which I did in researching this topic on Google, most of the headlines that you'd pop up, at least half of them, say more people believe in studies. It's found that more people believe in ghosts than believe in God. Whether that's true or not, I think we all assume that more people these days believe in not believing in God than believing in God correctly. So this could possibly be true, but anyway, it can be a big stumbling block if it is. I chose this topic because it's hardly ever mentioned, and it's often piqued my curiosity why sometimes these strange occurrences sometimes happen. So I figured I'd research it myself and find out a little bit more about it. I also believe that ghosts and the belief of them, it is a big stumbling block, as I just said, to somebody trying to believe in God, because when you believe in ghosts being a human spirit that's already died, then it's really hard to believe in God and being in the waiting place for being judged as being contradicted to some degree, if not every degree. And through my searching, the materials I'm presenting today seems to show the most biblical view of the phenomenon that I can find, and the one that I agreed with most entirely. We're told to remain silent where the Bible is silent, but through studying, I think that we can conclude rationally and biblical conclusions to this. First off, someone comes up to us asking us in the world as we're living our lives, they ask us for an explanation, asking about ghosts. And we could come off as brushing them off and say, "You're crazy. You're just nuts." And be dismissive toward them. And we lose that opportunity to talk to somebody about God and try to clear up what their understandings are, what their curiosities are. We could, if we're not ready to answer those as we should be, we should be able to answer any questions. So we need to find out what we believe on this subject so we can help get somebody through a stumbling block, if this was to be a stumbling block for somebody. Just a lack of knowledge and experiences with ghosts can lead to a lost soul, if that's all that's keeping somebody away from it. The only time I can say that I've ever experienced anything such as this was being in a house and nobody even being around and seeing a doorknob turn and the door open slightly and then it shut really quick. But I distinctly saw the doorknob turn and there was nobody there. Why did this happen? I don't know. We are told in the Bible that there was a rebellion against God. Satan and his angels were cast out of heaven. And Satan wants us to fail in every way. And he has his followers, those other fallen angels, and they've been around since the beginning of time. And they've watched every single person that's ever walked the earth. And tried to get every single person to sin. So they know each and every one of us pretty good. 2 Corinthians, the 11th chapter and the 14th verse. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as a minister of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. So Satan can transform into acting like he's something good. That's not beyond his power. And he also wants to deceive us in evil ways, as we've already read. We need to know the scriptures and know them well enough to discern the truth. Satan wants to deceive us and know that at times people want to talk to those that have gone in before. Satan knows that a lot of people have desires to talk to people after they've gone and died. And he has seen everybody else throughout time, and it gives him the ability through his angels or himself to impersonate any spirit he wants. And any person he wants to impersonate. We are here to be tested and to see if we can serve God. Satan wants people to believe that somebody has the opportunity to overcome death and judgment. And that contradicts what happens to us when we die. What a powerful tool that is for Satan, that he could use that. When someone is presented with these spirits, one tends to question if the Bible has our destinations correct. If ghosts exist, then it makes doubt to them whether God does. Hebrews 9:27. And it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. That tells us right there that's what happens to us when we die. There is no hanging around. Ghosts actually are not men and women who have died, but fallen angels who know the history of people's loved ones, or even people that you don't know, and can cause that deception. Man who believes he can come back as a ghost or be reincarnated will be less likely to believe in God. Sometimes ghosts can indicate they want to help a person and have knowledge only that that deceased person would know. But even if somebody wants to find out only the information only those two people know, Satan knows that too. Satan was there. He's seen it. He's seen every conversation that's ever take place, him or his angels. So he would know that. A person can fail to realize that Satan and his angels are older than anyone and therefore easily have access to that knowledge. Other ghosts are clearly satanic and they're out to cause harm. And this has happened to people. And there are evidences that ghosts exist in the Bible. Are there? Yes, there are. In Matthew 14, verse 26, and when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit," and they cried out for fear. They must have at least heard stories of ghosts, whether they experienced them themselves, to make such a comment. They must have heard something to make them think such a thing. Satan has always had the power to trick and deceive. Luke 24, verse 39, "Behold my feet, my hands and my feet, that is myself. Handle me and see me, for a spirit hath not flesh and bones as you see me have." And Christ was making a point after he came back that he was back in the flesh to point out the difference between him and just them seeing a ghost of him. He wanted his disciples to feel and believe. Some people believe that you can be reincarnated and come back several times to get it right. And they say they even see signs of this, such as they remember things that they've done in their past lives. Satan can read a person's actions and feed into those beliefs. He can see what people have on their minds, and boy, he can play it up when he sees an opportunity. Tarot cards and Wicca and Ouija boards are all known portals for Satan and his trickery. Many people want to contact the dead and speak to a loved one after, and they turn to a medium or psychic to talk to their loved ones. I think we all realize that there are those that can do this because the Bible even mentions it. But it isn't actually the loved one that they're talking to in these instances, but it's an evil spirit. And like I said, they've been around since the beginning and they have access to all these knowledges of the past. To do this, as Christians, we should realize that we have no business talking to these mediums because we believe in God and that God has control of us. "When thou art come into the land which God giveth thee, thou shalt not learn to do after the abominations of those nations. There shall not be found among you any one that maketh his son or daughter to pass through the fire, or that useth divination, or an observer of times, or an enchanter, or a witch, or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a neuromancer. For all those that do these things are an abomination to the Lord. And because of these abominations, the Lord doth drive them out from thee." Okay, I didn't have a verse listed, but I know that's in Deuteronomy. If you want that scripture later, I'll give it to you. I believe this is something that carries throughout the Bible and into the new law. It's not just a commandment in the Old Testament. I don't think God wants us having anything to do with these people. And a Christian shouldn't be seeking those out. They should be seeking God. And the most famous incident was in 1 Samuel verse 28. For time constraints, I might be able to get through it, but I'm not going to. I'm not going to read that, but if you want to turn to 1 Samuel 28th chapter, it's where Saul seeks out the medium to so he can speak with, so he can bring back Samuel to talk to him. And this woman that he seeks out had brought back a familiar spirit on many occasions. A familiar spirit, meaning she talked to the same one all the time. This is how she made her living, by speaking with a spirit directed by Satan to imitate the deceased person or whoever they wanted to talk with. With Saul, though, it was different. God used this opportunity to actually let Samuel speak to Saul and hand him his bad news and his fate that he was going to suffer. God actually let Saul see the ghosts of Samuel. And we know that the woman was surprised to be speaking with this actual ghost of Samuel, because it says that she was surprised and it wasn't the spirit that she was used to talking to. She had never actually talked or brought up an actual ghost before, and it was a surprise, and she knew she had been tricked by Saul, and she knew that it was Saul then. Probably because Samuel told her that it was Saul that was seeking him out. Saul in chapter 31 and verse 3 was soon delivered to his death for going against God. Evil spirits can easily be conjured up at will, but once they are conjured up, they may not want to leave. And they can stick around. And people that believe in serving Satan can actually open portals to where these evil spirits can come. 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 9. The coming of the lawless one will be in accordance with the work of Satan, displayed in all kinds of counterfeit miracles, signs, and wonders. We are warned that of the power of Satan and what he can do. And many people have been deceived by evil spirits. Again, they can show good intention, but it is only a trick. The Bible may not give us much about ghosts specifically, but clearly points out that Satan has power to use the form of deception in his arsenal in any way possible. We should know God and know his plan. We should not be deceived, and we should trust that he has our salvation in his hands when we die. And it is him or hell that awaits us. There is no escape from death, but what a tool that premise can lead to for Satan to play with when he gets a hold of it around us. What a tool that would be for somebody to believe in. I can come back as a ghost. I don't have to go to heaven or hell. I can just come back as a ghost and I don't have to go to hell. That's a huge stumbling block, a huge tool that Satan can use. And he does use it. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 6 through 8. Therefore, we are always confident, knowing that while we are at home in the body, we're absent from the Lord. For if we walk by faith and not by sight, we are confident I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and presence with the Lord. Matthew 25, verse 46, and these shall go away unto everlasting punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. The righteous will have a chance to go to heaven, and the death will not. Those that sin will not. That's what awaits us. Galatians 6:7, be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. If we see Satan, he is sure to find us. Even when we aren't looking for him, he finds us. What have we reaped? That's what we are going. What have we sown on this earth? What have we done in our lives? We will pay a price, or we will be rewarded either way. And if you want to be rewarded and you haven't chosen God in your life, you have a chance to do that. If you have something that's been causing you to stumble around and not find God, and you need help, we can help you with that if you stand as we sing that invitation song.